Okay, welcome everybody. For those who don't know me, but I think everybody does, Nurse Reyes. There is a SHAC agenda as well. If you haven't gotten it, it's up there. It's basically the same as my sub SHAC committee. We met on the 9th to review the previous minutes that we had here at the DIT / SHAC meeting. And the purpose of our meeting was to try and figure out our goals, basically, for the school year, for the SHAC committee. So when we were discussing, we discussed all those things that we discussed at the DIT meeting, you know, the lights, health and nutrition, you know, all those different ideas that we were, those questions that we answered and what we wanted to work on and what they wanted as goals. So the first goal that they were really interested in is, and what this subcommittee has been trying to push for the last SHAC sessions as well last year, was getting a puberty program for 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. So goal number one is for Savannah ISD to offer a puberty program to students in grades 4th, 5th, and 6th utilizing Uvalde Memorial Hospital physicians. Okay. Now, whenever we do anything that involves any type of sexual health, anything like that, we have to have parent permission. We cannot just have those courses. We have to have parent permission. The parents have to opt in for the class. We've already been in talks with UMH about having their physicians come out. We've already discussed about having a female physician talk with the girls and a male physician talking with the boys in regards to that. This was also up there. It's this handout. These are actually the TEKs that are listed out for Texas that we're supposed to be covering in grades 4th and higher. And so I kind of highlighted all the areas because these are the things that we're supposed to be discussing to begin with. I mean, of course, we still need parent permission, but these are the TEKs that these kids are supposed to be going through. So as you can see, they're supposed to know their anatomy, the puberty and reproduction, explain the changes that occur in male and females during puberty and adolescent development, defining the menstrual cycle, healthy relationships. A lot of these things we do cover in our big decisions in 8th and 10th grade, but as you can see here, this is something that we're supposed to be starting in grades 4 and higher. So it's really important, and I think that these parents and these people in the medical field are wanting us to kind of get that information out to our kids. On the second part of this, you know, goes into reproductive and sexual health, personal safety, limits and boundaries, defining sexual harassment, sexual abuse, sexual assault, sex trafficking, identifying ways of reporting sexual abuse, identifying refusal skills, how to say no, discuss the importance of making decisions regarding setting personal boundaries and respecting those boundaries, explaining the physical, social, emotional changes that occur in male and females during puberty. So this will basically be, these TEKs will be the curriculum that we're gonna share with the physicians from UMHS, so that way they can set up their sessions regarding this information, okay? I had talked to Ms. Brady already, and she was in agreement that we would do this, how many sessions the docs feel that they need to do this in during their PE period as well, okay? So that was goal number one, and that goal is kind of already in the process and kind of moving along, okay? My goal, once I get those gray, once I meet with Ms. Brady, is to send these out prior to Christmas break, these permission slips, because the goal is to have it after Christmas break. So once I can send these out prior, so the parents have plenty of time to read it over, go over these TEKs as well. So if they have any questions, they can reach out to me. Okay, so that's goal one. Goal two, at the last DIT, we had a lot of sessions about trying to get kids to eat better, you know, having healthier choices. We know here in Savannah, you know, a lot of our kids eat Dairy Queen and Burger King because that's basically what we offer. So how can we instill some healthier behaviors? Luckily, we do have Molly Flores, who works for she's a county agent for family and community health. And they do have a program that is kind of directed at pre-K and kinder, which is before we've done the Learn, Grow, and Eat, Go program with the third graders. But now they've come out with the same program, but now it's geared at pre-K and kinder. Mm. So kind of making a goal out of that is Sabin ISD will instill healthy promoting behaviors. Students will apply critical thinking and decision-making skills to make positive health choices, utilizing the Learn, Grow, Eat, and Go curriculum provided by the county agent, family, and community health. It's a long goal, I know. And that's kind of basically already, there's a curriculum for it. I just need to get with Ms. Tyke as a pre-K teacher and then the kinder teachers and just let them know, you know, it also helps that it's not in a testing grade, so they have more time to work with it. Looking to start this program in February, you start rolling out the curriculum and then they start planting in March. So that way they can plant seeds and grow something as well. And so they see it, they're hands-on, they get to see everything that they're doing.
And they'll do that here at the school? They'll have a place to grow?
Yes, and we actually do have a garden area.
Oh, I love that.
At the elementary. It needs to be reworked right now. The soil needs some help. But yes, we have an area that where they can work that at. Okay, then goal three, just knowing that we have, you know, last time trying to get social skills, getting mental health with these kids, the lack of things that we were seeing at the last DIT that we were talking about, trying to maybe add, the goal three was Sabin ISD to offer a health class to the students of Sabin ISD, working on a plan to get a health class back into the curriculum. Before in the past, we know that we used to have a health class because it was a requirement for college, I mean for graduating, but it's no longer a requirement. So seeing if we can get back to offering that to our students. I know health can go a year or can be a half semester credit, so trying to figure that out. I know Ms. Henry would probably be the best one to discuss that with scheduling and how they'd offer that, but even if it is offered just as a half semester, maybe going in with another course that's a half semester credit.
Well, that would be like the financial literacy half credit that they need, so we do half and half.
Well, you can do half and half, so that way you have that year built already. And you can do that. But those were basically what we discussed. Mr. Grill had sent us that email that the lights had already been taken care of when we discussed last time. So that was already taken care of. That was already addressed. Working on with the city about getting, you know, slowing down. We've talked to the police. The police is going to start setting up there more frequently, so that way kids wouldn't be going through there so fast. So everything else was basically, we felt like we were addressed. So these were the things that they wanted to hit as goals. Any questions for me? Because that was basically what the three goals were, was identifying the priorities and design an action plan. So we set the goals and now we're gonna work on getting those plans in action and figuring out what we need to do in order to make them work. Okay. Any questions or concerns or anything you'd like to add? Is everybody good with those goals or anything that they'd want to adjust or change?
Would the healthier food choice from the community health also be, will their graders also be doing it or just the pre-K?
Just pre-K and kinder, yeah. Okay. Well, we found a lot of issues when we did it with third grade. It was great. They loved it too. But because there were testing
and the time away from instruction.
From instruction. And so it became, and then sometimes they wouldn't get their pre-surveys or their post-surveys done because testing stuff. So, well, let's move it, try figuring it out. And so they did come up with a curriculum that goes with pre-K and kinder.
So, okay. So a non-related question.
Yes.
So can you just give us a quick debrief on health in general? Stomach bugs, flus, stress.
So the week before, we had a lot of pre-K with RSV. Mm-hmm. So RSV, I just got an email too that the southernmost points, they think we've reached our peak with RSV, so that should be coming down. But that RSV was hitting those pre-K kids and then they were spreading it to their older siblings. Mm-hmm. So we had RSV and a bunch of kids out. Now flu. Flu and strep is what I'm saying, and flu A is the prominent one that we're seeing. It's flu A that's basically spreading. So if you haven't gotten your flu vaccine, please go and get it done as soon as possible, because that's what's spreading right now is the flu and strep. What we're seeing too is before we were all masked up, right? We're all masked up. Now we're not masked up, and we've got kids, especially the little ones, that before their mask would catch some of that junk. Now it's not. And they touch everything. I think they said in 30 minutes a kid can touch over 300 spots. So you can just imagine how germs quickly spread. So I think that also has to factor in. We were wearing our masks, we were getting vaccinated, but we were covered and we weren't sharing our germs so frequently. Now a lot of us are not wearing our mask and we're sharing germs, and our bodies haven't seen that to realize, oh, I'm supposed to fight that off too. My immunity hasn't seen flu like that, so it doesn't respond to it. And so we're seeing a lot more kids sick, and our attendance numbers have not been great. So last week we had flu, strep, and stomach bug. So we got hit hard last week too. Our attendance was pretty bad with that.
You've been in contact with Andy about...
Yes, and I did talk with Andy, and they're going to start ramping up our cleaning and the high-touch areas. They are going to be spraying at night again, spraying the rooms as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else? Okay, Howard, we can probably stop the recording. All right, we will...